Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is June 6, 2024, and on today's episode, in celebration of Pride Month, the LGBTQ+ employee resource group, Equals, is offering events to highlight the experience of queer individuals at Evonik. And two women from healthcare sites in Birmingham, Alabama, and Lafayette, Indiana, were recognized as top talents by two prestigious regional publications. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, June is Pride Month. The Evonik Queer Alliance for Learning and Support, or Equals for short, is celebrating the month by offering two virtual events and by sharing tips on how to show pride at local sites during this celebration of the LGBTQ+ community. The first offered event, taking place on June 11th, will feature a discussion with Equals leadership and executive sponsors on what good allyship and sponsorship should look like. For the second event, taking place on June 18th, two trans women from the United States and from Germany will share their experience in making their gender transition while working for Evonik. Their experiences helped shape the company's recently issued guide for gender transition. James Toy, the chair of Equals, will moderate the panel.
Happy Pride Month! Our first mission at Equals is to uplift our queer colleagues. In the LGBTQ+ conversation, we're often missing trans voices or they're quiet, so I'm especially proud to interview two trans women in our company. Both of them met with struggles along their transition. Some were personal, some administrative. And they didn't have any role models in the company to follow, but they found joy and comfort from their supportive colleagues and peers.
Finally, in collaboration with Build, Evonik's employee resource group for Black professionals, Equals is challenging colleagues all over North America to take part in a month-long fitness journey to celebrate both Pride Month and the upcoming Juneteenth holiday. Lastly, let's introduce you to two women who've made headlines in their respective communities. Marok Dotsiton, Senior Manager of Innovation and Production Development at Evonik's Birmingham Labs in Alabama, was recently recognized as one of the state's 24 top women in tech for 2024 by Business Alabama magazine. Marok has been instrumental in developing and expanding the medical device portfolio of Evonik through securing investments and leading cross-functional global teams. In her two-decade-long career, both as a research fellow and assistant professor at the renowned Mayo Clinic and during her past 10 years with Evonik, she gained expertise in the development of novel biomaterials and innovative processes for medical devices and drug delivery systems. Marok holds a doctorate in chemistry from the University of Tehran and completed a postdoctoral fellowship in biomaterials at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland.
I felt really proud to stand among such a talented group of women who are making significant contributions to science and technology to help with people dealing with cancer. With passion, resilience, and dedication, we are not just dreaming, we are doing, we are not just hoping, we are helping, and indeed we are making the world a better place.
And Michelle Brown, production planning manager at Evonik's Tippecanoe Labs in Lafayette, Indiana, was featured among the top 10 under 40 of 2023 in the latest issue of Greater Lafayette magazine for her contributions within Tippecanoe County. Michelle Brown moved to Lafayette to work for Evonik in 2018 after earning a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering from Rose Holman Institute of Technology in Terre Haute, Indiana, where she also played softball for the Fightin' Engineers with 8 career home runs, ranking 5th in the school's history. As a production planning manager at Tippecanoe Labs, she now oversees scheduling for up to $100 million in annual revenue and provides supply chain oversight for one of Evonik's largest customers. In 2023, Michelle earned an MBA from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and she's also engaged in mentoring students interested in careers in manufacturing. Here's her advice for young professionals just starting out.
My advice would be don't underestimate the power of networking. So something even as simple as a conversation at the lunch table or at the water cooler could open the door to your next big opportunity. And absolutely don't be afraid to take on new opportunities that feel outside of your comfort zone.
And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on The Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.